messages. Amen. Okay, I want everyone to grab a church Bible. You'll find one either behind you if you're in a front row or in front of you somewhere. You grab one. Everybody needs to find a Bible. You know, you can't borrow somebody else's. You will need one yourself. I want you to find, please, page 964. Can you please find page 964? So, children, you might want someone just to give you a bit of advice on this one. Page 964. It's one of the most important pages in the Bible. Have you all found page 964? Hand up if you've got page 964. Keep your finger in it. Don't lose it. You will need it, okay? It's one of the most important pages in the Bible. Did you know that? Have you any idea? We're going to talk about this morning why that is one of the most important pages. That page is like the pivot on our seesaw. Do you remember? The pivot on our seesaw. That page, 964, is like the pivot on a seesaw. Okay, so what you want to do is to take your right hand and grab all pages from 965 onwards. Just hold that. Hold that bit, yeah? Got that? Now that what we call that the New Testament. It tells us the story of Jesus and the early church. Okay, with your left hand, grab all the other papers, page 963 and earlier. That is the Old Testament. That means it is the stories of the patriarchs and the prophets, that's Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and all that, and all the prophets, and all God's people before Jesus came, and all the messages they had for us that were, hold your right hand, that are fulfilled in the New Testament. Do you understand that? Do you get that? This is so important. Please understand, this book that we have before us is one book. One book that has the fat pages. Got the fat pages in your fingers? Can you hold it up, Daisy? Yeah, great. Get your fat there. The other way up. The fat ones. That's it. Fat ones at the top. All that tells us is all about God's people and what they learned about God that pointed towards, hold the thin section, Jesus. Okay? And all the early church. Have you got that now? Have I made that clear? This is not either or, but both and. All right? You can't get rid of the Old Testament and say, I don't want it anymore, because it tells you all about Jesus. You can't get rid of the New Testament. You'll know nothing about Jesus. Well, actually, you would, funnily enough. You just have to read the Old Testament. Okay, so let's have another way of thinking about this a bit different. The hinge point is page 964, isn't it? That's why it's so important. It may be a blank, but it's written there for you to know that the old and the new come together. So we're going to have a go at getting our heads around this a bit more. Because that hinge point is the life of Jesus. Careful, Richard, whack your head then. Right. Okay, we're all right. Action and drama. I've got to put this down somewhere. There we go. Now, underneath your tables, your chairs, some of you have got a present that I need you to bring forward and unwrap. Okay. I'm looking, first of all, for present marked with the figure 1. Have a look. Anybody got a box or a wrapping with the figure 1 under it? Look around you, please. Who's got it? Come on, someone's got it, I know. Have a look. Great. Bring it up, Vanden. Are you sure that's right? Not over the candle.
Oh, sorry. Health and safety. Sorry.
No. That's not what I'm looking for. Bless you. But partly because it's not the right size. Who's got a number 1? Come on. Someone's got. You have. Great. Oh, well, Sarah, either you bring it up or Emily. One of the two. Come on. Dear. Can't get the staff these days. No. Thank you. That's fine. I don't mind about the BC and the AD. That's not important. Right, okay. It is important, but come in a minute. Okay, are you going to open it for me? Would you like to open it for me? Here we're going to go and look at the difference between the Old Testament and the New. But in fact, what we're going to find out is that the Old Testament tells us all about the New Testament. Are you with me? The fat pages tell us all about the new pages. Whoever's got number two, can you be ready? Otherwise, we'll be here all day otherwise. So here we go. One minute. This is the first thing to tell you, that in the Old Testament it tells us that a king is going to come. Yes?
Oh, that doesn't fit, does it?
Never mind. A good idea. A king is going to come. He came. Lovely. Hold on there. Just stay there. That's great. I didn't put this one in anybody because this is really ouchy, ouch, ouch. Anyone to check its ouchiness? Is that quite prickly? Thorns, one of a go. Oh, ouch. Oh, oh, ow. Oh, yes, right. Okay. So the king that was promised in the Old Testament came as a king with a crown of thorns. Yeah? Remember that? So important. Number two. Excellent. There's two parcels, number two. Who's got the other one? Come on up. Great. I'll need yours in a minute. Stay there. So quickly bring it up. Open it up. What have we got in here? What have we got in here? Oh, we have a stick. Great. Okay, well, over here we were told by one of the prophets, Jeremiah, if you're interested, that the God would come like a righteous branch of the family of David, yeah? So he came as a branch.
Whoa,
there we go. Yeah? That was what was the prophecy was. What's the fulfillment? Let's have a look at the fulfillment. Can you open that quickly? Come, rip it hard, quickly. Give it a rip. Don't worry about preserving it.
Oh.
And because, thank you so much, Jesus died on a cross, yes? That the tree that he came, the branch here, the tree of shame, is actually a tree of glory on the cross. All right? So you get it? The Old Testament fulfilled in the New. Who's got number three? Who's got boxes number three? Come on, AD and BC, three. Who's got the other one? What have we got there, John? BC or AD? BC. Great, open it up, lovely. Who's got AD three? Come on. Oh, yes, come on. We are told in the prophet Isaiah, he told us that we could expect a baby to be born, all right? Da, da, da. A baby would be born, yes? That was prophesied. What happened? Let's open the parcel up and see. Can we see? Rip, 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 gone. How fast can you do it? Don't worry about that. I'll pick it up in a minute. There we go. Excellent. Gosh. Who wrapped this up? Can you pull that? There we go, look. And of course the baby came. Yeah? In a manger. Utterly unexpected. This king, you'd think would be born in a palace, actually had a crown of thorns, of pain and suffering. This baby we thought would be royal because of the line of David, was born humbly and was laid in a manger in a stable, yeah? Not in a nice palace. Okay, what's our next one? Who's got number four? Who's got number four? Bring it up. Children, would you like to open a present for me? Who here would like to open one? Aquilina, BC, would you? Mary, Aquilina, would you help Mary, please? Quickly. Rippy. I need rippings. What's that in there? I don't know. What's that? Oh, right. Okay. What's this one? All right. Oh, yes. I remember this now. Now, this is also prophesied that he would come, the Messiah would come, the person of God would come, and he would be a prince of peace. He would bring peace in our world. Yeah? Peace in our dove is a sign of peace. Right, where's the other one? Can you open that up, please? Thank you. Fraser, Finley, and Sanaya. Yeah? Is that right? Have I got that right, Anthony? Yes. What we got? Yeah, can you bring that to me? fantastic. Look, this Prince of Peace, who would bring peace, indeed brought the Holy Spirit to us. Yes? Where's I going to go? I'm going to go about there. Yes? Are we with us still? You see how the Old Testament over here told us all about Jesus and how over here it is happening. Are you got with me? We got one more. Who's got number five? Who's got BC 5 and AD 5? How are we doing? That's an AD. That's great, Sophie. Come on, who's got BC 5? No one's moving. Oh, yes, they are. Yay! Come on down. Hello, Josiah. Are you going to open it for me? Can you open it for me? Hi, welcome, welcome. Thank you. Can you open it up? What do we got? So you remember? The crown becomes the crown of thorns. The righteous branch is found in the tree, the cross, which is made of wood. Remember how prophesied a baby would come? The baby came, laid in a manger. Absolutely. What do we got there, Josiah? Oh, oh. There we go. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh. So we were prophesied that a sheep would be slaughtered. A sheep would be slaughtered, that he would come like a sheep to be slaughtered. What have we got here, Sophie? Open up. How was this fulfilled? Fantastic. What have we got there? A shepherd. Because this sheep came and, yes, died on a cross, but was also, let's remind ourselves, the good shepherd for us all who cares for the sheep. Can you see what's happening here? Now, I'm going to say a couple of things. First of all, huge thank you to Gilbert who made our seesaw today. Thank you, Gilbert. Gilbert knows a good man. Phil James for providing the plank. Thank you. Will you thank SDC kindly for bringing us a plank? That's very good. And who I thank also, Margaret and Edward. Edward building the cross. Margaret for making and putting these props together. Thank you, guys. Thank you. Now, what I've done here is very particular. Just a quick point here. We had the crown, was promised. He would come as a king, but he came with a crown of thorns. He would come as a branch of David, and indeed that branch was shown on the cross where he died. He would come as a baby, and he was born in a manger. He would be the Prince of Peace, who would bring peace to his people. He does through the Holy Spirit. That he would be a sheep that would be led to slaughter. And he was, but he became our good shepherd as well. And please understand, the hinge point of history as we stand here on Advent Sunday is the whole life of Jesus that is summarized in the cross. The hinge of history. Page 964. Have you still got your finger in page 964? That is the hinge of history page when life would never be the same again. Because Chris Burrows has picked up his guitar. Life would never be the same again because of page 964 that we have Jesus for us. And that's what we remember this Advent and always. John, thank you very much.
Thank you, Richard, and thank you to everybody who brought up the various presents.